Today I'm talking to Harry Biggs Davison, chair of Papyrus, which is a national charity dedicated to the prevention of young suicide. How did you become involved with Papyrus?
I became involved because after a career in education, I was a head teacher for 26 years. My 26-year-old son, Patrick, took his own life in January 2015, completely out of the blue as far as I was concerned, even though he was struggling with his mental health and with drug addiction and so on. But that ended my career in education. And after that, I discovered Papyrus doing a web search and was lucky enough to become a trustee and more recently was appointed chair, which is a great privilege.
Yeah. Interesting. You said it was after a web search, because my next question was, how difficult was it to get help after your loss, to help you through your loss? And obviously you had to go onto the internet and do a web search to find the help you desired.
Well, we were very lucky from the point of view that I suppose all luck is relative, but Patrick did not die immediately, but was in the intensive care unit of St George's in Tooting for a few days until he was declared brain dead. And we managed to transfer him to the Trinity Hospice, the Royal Trinity Hospice, fantastic institution. And as a result of the fact that he officially died there, we were able to get free support and counselling, which continues to this day. And so that was immensely helpful. And that was for post-bereavement. And at the same time, there are some wonderful organisations like SOBS, which is Survivors of Bereavement by Suicide, and the Compassionate Friends, which is especially for parents who've lost children. And we found a group that was specifically about suicide.
Yeah.
So when we found parents that had suffered the same loss that we had, that was when we really, I think, started to heal to some extent, because that's the most important thing, I think, about finding empathy, and people who've been through it have the greatest empathy.
Absolutely. You don't feel like you're the only one, which sometimes when something like that hits you, you think, oh, I'm the only one. And then you find out there are more people, and then you can share your experiences. So going on, Sunday is World Suicide Prevention Day, but suicide prevention is not just about one day, it's about every day. Is the charity having any special initiatives for the day?
We're not, and you've rather summed it up, because so far as Papyrus is concerned, every day is World Suicide Prevention Day. And we have a 24-hour helpline, which operates 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. And that is manned by professionals who not only are very highly trained in suicide prevention, but also have the empathy that perhaps young people, and indeed people who are worried about younger people, are looking for. And it's partly because World Suicide Prevention Day is falling on a Sunday this year that we're perhaps looking more at reflection, and there are plenty of informal vigils, candlelit vigils and so on, particularly amongst those bereaved by suicide. But we belong to the NSPA, the National Suicide Prevention Alliance, and the general view is that this year it's a time of reflection, and there's a lot of hope out there in terms of suicide prevention, insofar as we have got the government shortly, we hope, producing the revised National Suicide Prevention Strategy. It appears that government does listen, and we certainly should remember that suicide rates overall in this country have fallen. And where we are very concerned at Papyrus is the fact that we are concerned about the under 20s. That, in fact, is the one area where suicide rates have risen. And we are particularly worried about the fact that self-harm has increased considerably, and there is an undoubted connection between self-harm and suicide, particularly among children and teenagers. So, bearing in mind that the number of 15 to 19 year olds who've died by suicide since 2010 has doubled, although we're dealing with small numbers, nonetheless, it's an area that requires national prevention for young suicide is particularly anxious about.
I'm going to talk to you really about why you think young suicide is so prevalent and it's on the increase, as you say. I'm going to throw a few things at you: social media, sexuality, pressures to succeed at school, constant access to a screen. Do you think these factors are affecting our youngsters so much more than they used to?
Yes, I think one has to be careful in particular about pinning it all on social media, because social media can be a force for good as well. And there is no doubt that there are apps out there and social media websites and so on, which can be immensely valuable to young people's mental health. Unfortunately, there have been clear cases of young suicide where the effect of social media has been considered to have been part of the story in inquests and so on. Every suicide is a complicated thing, and one should never be too one should be a bit nuanced, I think, about
Yes.
the causes. In my own son's case, there is no doubt that drug addiction was a major problem, because it lowered his self-esteem. And although he tried to kick it, that was a major factor. But there may well have been other factors as well. So I think one very important thing to remember is that the economic situation, and this is again a cause for worry, can be and has been seen to be a big factor in suicides, not so much perhaps in the youngest people, but certainly in the middle-aged generation. Every time there is a problem with cost of living and with financial difficulties, it appears that the figures do go up, particularly in men.
Yeah.
That is a great concern. The other problem, I suppose, with young people is that young people by nature are very impulsive. And an extreme event like a relationship breakdown or an exam failure or something of that sort can result in an overreaction, which can result in tragedy. Having said that, we do firmly believe that most young suicides, like most suicides, are preventable. And if there is empathy and support around, not just professional empathy and support, but family support, friend support, if people will listen and perhaps give a young person the opportunity to talk, create a safe space for them to do that, then I think that tragedy can be prevented.
I think you just covered the last question I was going to ask you. As a parent, if you think your child is struggling, you have to be brave enough to say to them, "Have you thought about taking your own life?" It's a really difficult subject to talk about. But if you don't, at least if you have that conversation with them and they say, "Well, yes, I did think about it," you can say, "Well, there's so many options in life. You don't have to," and then you get them to talk and hopefully bring them around. Would you agree?
If you're a parent who can get their teenage child to talk and open up to you, A, you're a fabulous parent, and B, you're a very lucky person, because very often with young people, parents are the last people they're going to actually open up to. And certainly in our case, we had that difficulty with Patrick, where we constantly tried to get him to open up and were given very short shrift. But surely there must be somebody within the family. Maybe it's uncle, aunt, brother, sister. Maybe it's a godparent. Maybe it's just a close friend who is able to create that space for the young person to talk. Then yes, please do try and go for that, because that can be life-saving. And the most important thing, if you worry that a young person has got suicidal thoughts, is do not be afraid to ask directly to that child or young person, are you thinking of killing yourself? It seems like a terrible, terrifying thing to say. And there is a misunderstanding that actually, if you do that, you are going to put an idea into their heads that wasn't there before. And that simply is not true. What you're doing is getting on the same wavelength as a young person in crisis. And then you have given that young person the opportunity to talk. But above all, you've declared yourself as a person who has that empathy. And if there was no problem at all, nothing is lost. And the one thing that's gained there is that the young person knows that perhaps later on they might have a real problem. They might develop suicidal ideation. There's one person who actually knows about that and has talked to me before about it, and I can go to that person. So, yeah, very much so. But wonderful if you can be a parent who is successful in getting that out of your child. But good luck, I say.
Well, thank you for that, Harry. If Brady Jackie listeners listen to this interview and they feel that they're in a situation that we've just talked about, Papyrus, is that a great first stop to get help?
It really is. We have, for young people, not just the phone line, because we know that children in particular and young people may well not want to speak to somebody. They might prefer to do a web chat. They might prefer to text. They might prefer to email. And so there are opportunities there for them to communicate initially with our helpline there. But as far as concerned others are concerned, please do not hesitate to ring our helpline any time of the day or night, because I would think, I don't know the actual figure, but I suspect at least a third of our callers are concerned others, family members and so on, who are really worried about a young person. So please do ring the helpline. We call it the Hope Line, Hope Line 24, because all suicides are preventable. There is hope. And if you ring our helpline, which is 0800 068 4141, any time, day or night, you will get the support, the empathy, and above all, the good advice as to how to handle things. We're not a listening service, we're an action service. We're there to help, we're there to intervene if necessary.
Thank you, Harry. I will let you go back to your nice afternoon. Thank you so much for coming and talking to me on Radio Jackie. Hopefully, if anybody does need help, they'll listen to this interview or a cut from a story that we do, and they can find the hope that you're offering them. So thank you again for talking to me.
Pleasure. Nice to talk to you, Jackie.
You too, Harry. Have a good afternoon.